This is KUT. Block 87, also known as the Trinity Block, may be the last undeveloped city block in downtown Austin. But as KUT's Saeed Hassan reports, a new high-rise is now set to go up on that property.
I'm standing at the corner of Trinity and East 7th Streets in downtown. Currently, Block 87 is just a big parking lot. But another defining factor is the block's neighbors to the east. That's where the Arch, the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless, is located. This afternoon, there are dozens of people waiting outside for services or just hanging out. The line is stretching all the way around the block. And another unique element of this block is that it isn't owned by some giant real estate mogul. It's owned by the National Episcopal Church.
The church bought the property in 2009 with the idea to house its archives on the site. They're envisioning a high-rise mixed-use project. Developers say there's room to build on more than 600,000 square feet. Reverend Canon Lang Lowry with the Episcopal Church manages the parking lot and is overseeing its development.
We wanted to develop this not so much as a museum, a more interactive museum would be the right word, but another venue for Austin.
Lowry says some areas of the development could house public space for community meetings. The National Church also plans to work with the St. David's Episcopal Church next door to provide more homeless services. Lowry says safety is an important consideration for the new development.
Surface parking, even though it's well lit, you know, can kind of be dead zones in cities that can attract, you know, crime and a lack of safety. And so we're designing this project to improve those conditions.
Bobby Dillard is founder of the Cielo Property Group, the Austin-based real estate firm tapped to develop the block. Dillard says they have not made a final decision on what purpose the high-rise will serve. He says they're considering the possibility of office space, residential units, retail, or a hotel.
The beauty is right now, it looks like most of those uses will work. And so we're just going through a feasibility study of what adds the most value to the project, to the area, what's going to serve working with this active archives.
But most of the lot sits within a Capitol View corridor, which means only a section of it can be built as a high rise.
The view corridor is not exactly a fixed elevation because we're on a hill. So I can't tell you exactly what the height's going to be. But what I can tell you is that our architects and engineers are making sure that the building envelope stays below that.
Dillard says they expect to break ground on the project early next year. Saeed Hassan, KUT News.